This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And again, let me just tell you what you parasi ubani. Paras Sibalkulu Dlamini is an international acclaimed South African singer-songwriter. His discography spans in a plethora of musical genres, but majors in jazz and world music. He draws inspiration from his African paradigm and his personal spiritual journey. His debut album, Ingoma Busuku, has received widespread media coverage and critical praise. Siphamandla Dlamini, better known as Paras Sibalkulu Dlamini, in the music scene, born and raised in KwaMashu and Lundi finished his secondary schooling at Masibumbane High School in Ulundi. He discovered his musical talent whilst growing up as a church boy in Ulundi when he learned how to play drums. When he took a break from music, he focused his energies on sports, such as volleyball and soccer, which he played at district level. In 2010, Sibalkulu's career changed when he spread his first show as a drummer/vocalist, composer and a songwriter called The Journey Begins, a gospel concert. He never looked back, as he was still looking for his original sound as an emerging artist then. In 2012 to 2013, Paras found his sound, which he calls Ubuntu music, and he met the jazz maestro Baba Uthemba Mkhize, and after just a few months, he moved to Johannesburg to stay with Ubaba Uthemba Mkhize. He then started recording a jazz album produced by both musical pioneers Uthemba Mkhize and Nduduzo Makatini. He also collaborated on the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz stage in the Market Theatre with the maestro Uthemba Mkhize, and after that appearance, he started getting more bookings with Uku Jazz Festival in Potchefstroom, and later he collaborated with Durban-based DJs. Paras has since then composed and recorded on Linda Skakane's latest album, Isambulo, where he did Unongoma, out on the all digital platforms, also performing live at the 23rd Standard Bank Joy of Jazz. He went on tour with Skakane's Swiss celebration group from 22 of June to the 30th of January 2023. This was brought by Provelcia in Johannesburg, supported by Standard Bank Arts. And whilst on the same tour in Cape Town, Paras recorded his debut album titled Ingoma Busuku, and it was produced by Nduduzo Makatini. He made an appearance on several platforms, including the SABC, Your TV, and other radio stations and other TV platforms. Paras is a performer, songwriter, composer. Sibalkulu's debut album titled was recorded in Cape Town, South Africa. Although the music lyrics and even some impromptu performances at various national and international events / concerts have been under consistent development, this is a fresh take on the distinct South African idiom produced by the Blue Note Records recording artist, composer, arranger Dr. Nduduzo Makatini. This is an evocatively spiritual album that will make you dance, meditate, and reflect on your own journeys, the ins and outs of life. Paras Sibalkulu Dlamini is accomplished by the eloquent company of South African saxophonist Linda Skakane, Swiss musician in Luca Fres, piano, Jonas Rother on drum, and French bassist Gerard Portal. Ingoma Psuku International Tour in Switzerland sold out in 5 venues, amongst which is the Bird's Eye Jazz Club. Singing in his native Zulu, Dlamini's voice carries an authenticity and emotional resonance that glides effortlessly across the album's groove, drawing in different audiences to his soulful melodies, rhythmic improvisation, offering a fresh, global, relevant perspective, South African jazz. The full album consists of songs written and composed by Parasibalkulu Dlamini and Duduzo Makatini, except the last track written and composed by Mondli Ngcobo. And that is Uparas, and he's here in studio. What we're gonna do right now, I'm gonna just play a song, Nomasonto, featuring Duduzo Makatini, before we talk to him, because we've got a lot to unpack about the album Yaga Paras Sibalkulu Dlamini. But for now, let me just pay the bills and come back with his song. After that, we talk to the man, because he's already here watching us and listening to us, you know. Yeah, man. Asambe siyaito.
WhatsApp MUT Radio now on 068-160-8832. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Iniso reminds fellow students at MUT to clear their debts.
Respond to messages from MRT Recoveries Pty Ltd and pay your fees monthly. Monthly payments keeps your account up to date and stress-free.
Be responsible for your fees. Pay when due. For any concerns, contact Ms. Spongile Mzizi at 031-907-7470 or Ms. Thulile Cele at 031-907-7176. MUT makes it easier for you to pay your fees.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
My name is Lawrence, I'm from the Netherlands, and you're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Mama wa mi neke salami ubelo angelu uba inga tugi nesu irezu kalma safa.
We are full of no more soul.
And that was Nomasonto by Sibalkhulu featuring Duduzo Makatini on this one. And as I've said, Paras Sibalkhulu Dlamini is in the house. Let's just take our time and greet him. Paras, mfethu kuhamba kanjani?
Mfethu, shenge. Siyaphila, siyabonga kakhulu for isimemo mfethu, for everything, for uthando nje. Siyabonga kakhulu. Kuhamba kahle mfethu. Greetings to abalaleli bala ekhaya MUT Radio. To everyone, umsakazo ofinyelela khona.
Mfethu, sibonga kakhulu. Thank you for taking your time and come in person. Usihloniphe nje uzela emsakazweni. Siyibona nathi sibakhulu ukusuka namhlanje. Siya phambili.
Wethu, siyabonga. Nibakhulu. Hayi ukusuka namhlanje, nibakhulu vele. So, I mean, siyadingana mfethu. Uma ngabe singezi kwiradio, sizoyibika usobani. So finyelela kanjani kubantu ngendlela ofanele ngabe sifinyelela ngayo outside of only ukulalela ingoma, you know. So umsakazo is also a tool esiza ekutheni sikwazi ukufinyelela to all the masses out there that are listening, you know. And it's just an important platform for every artist, for every brand that wants to push. So I had to be here, man.
Yeah, man. Vethu, your bio, I must say, it's heavy. Let me put it in that perspective. It's very heavy. But what's nice about it, it talks about Paras Sibalkhulu Dlamini. Maybe ongena manje mengathiwa ake simchazele. Mhlape wena in a space of less than a minute. How can you describe you? Who is Paras Sibalkhulu?
Paras Sibalkhulu Dlamini is a singer, songwriter, artist from Kwamashu, Kwanasondini, Olumahlihliki, Le Olundi. Uparasi is a drummer. Uparasi is a social person. I'm a socialite for it. Ngithanda abantu.
Yeah.
Ngumuntu engicabanga ukuthi nginenhlonipho, ngiyahlonipha, ngiyabazisa abantu, nginobuntu. Ngumuntu othanda ukusiza, othanda ukufinyelela and extend a helping hand where I can. Mme ikhona ithuba. Uparas is a very creative somebody, is a very versatile artist, vocalist, narranger, kwethu umuntu obelivelayo in being African, umuntu obelivelayo in telling stories asekhaya, salapha esuka khona emakhaya, ngabe usuka kwaXhosa, usuka besuthu, Tswanas, Ndebele, everyone all across, whether Shona from outside, umuntu obuntu, umuntu who's all about unity.
Speaking of unity, I want you to take us through your journey of music. Maybe let me say the journey of sound.
Yeah.
When did you realize, or when were you introduced to do music?
Hey man, what a question. A nice one, Foot. Okay. Yeah. For as long as I know, I've always been a musician. I'm yet to put a story of my upbringing. Ngasekhaya eroundini nakuphi nakuphi. Until esikoleni, high school level, from a primary, from kuphi. Kunabantu abathola ukuthi bangichazela esihleke ukuthi when this is how it started, nabantu abadala nabangangama, you know. So where it all started, it was through ama drums. And for the sake of sound, that question comes to when I grew, when ngikhula, ngi attend ama rehearsals esakhile. Not knowing ukuthi one day ngiyowe ngihlale nobabuthemba kwakhe, ngiyilalele phansi nje ngoba lapha kwamashu ubabusipho Gumede wala emlazi kaGigi, and also owangale wamashu. So mina from ekhaya it's maybe one minute walk. So with that, I think the sound developed. Ngiyawuthanda umaskandi, ngiyayithanda ijazz yakithi, ngiyayithanda ijazz all across. But it makes sense for me to tell a story through my sound, through my influence engikhula, you know. And ingakho kungalula ukuthi abezizwe bayenze le sound ngoba eyethu. Ingakho nathi ngiye ngithi mina, yes, xosha lapho xosha khona, we lapho ufika khona usizakale wenza into yakho. But try by all means and stick to your roots. You know, present whatever you present with your roots. Yeah, but you can still present in your soul. Yeah, but mhlawumbe ivele uthumezo ma element is R&B, new soul altogether from overseas. But umuntu tsu uyezo kuma lyrics uvele ube Venek. You know, you are bringing your influence. Yeah, but that's still beautiful. Very much beautiful. Bayakwenza bafowethu bakhona bayakwenza, you know.
Yeah.
Not that way. So I mean, the love of a sound that I'm doing, it came about ukwenza into yasekhaya. Kulula ukuthi ngenze into yasekhaya. Kwaqhamuka amalanda amhlophe qwa kwakhala iqhude lathi baleka nankumhlola, you know. But if it was Don't leave me, girl. Please stay with me tonight.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I could do it, but it's not me. They'll do it better. Even with the feel, they'll do it better because it's their thing. But we mama, oboni komuzami sebenzile. It's our thing.
Wow, that was so powerful, you know. That was so profound. Yeah, I think it's who we are, you know. This is within our nature and who we are. So, ngifuna siqhubeke sibheke ukuthi the influence of ukukhula kaMashu nokwaselundi, how has that like impacted you in the music way, direction? Because I would like to believe ukuthi with uKwaMashu you were introduced to as many seasonal artists or musicians compared to Olundi, where one may say it's a disadvantaged community compared to a township area of Yagwamashu. But not saying there were no artists in that space, but the level of doing things will never be the same. So can you just take us through that?
So the influence has been beautiful because obviously Olundi, you get exposed to the core traditional music, which is Maskandi Mbaqanga, you know, and gospel, because also how I discovered my musicianship was through gospel, you know.
Yeah.
But, and then you come to a township, Naguma Epen, you find ikwaito, you find hip hop, you find R&B, soul, and Afro pop.
Yeah.
And when you get to get experience and these two different worlds of music, there is an influence or a sound that you actually get to develop as a person, you know. So mina kungisizile because mina mangasuthi ngifaka kwi house manje and uthi angibe lokushin culture.
Yeah,
I will be lokushin culture. You know, I have a song I've done with DJ Sindo and Zoto
Abantu. Oh, nice.
Badger. It features myself in character.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I have a couple of songs that I did a house, Ivo Show, by myself and Benny Maverick. You know what I mean? So it has helped me, if I have to get through with house. And mhlambe bengifuna ukuthi storyline la sibe streetwise.
Yeah.
I become streetwise. All over badlala ama dice yitho phakajo shaya amashankuru.
Awe.
626 ku semnyango. We yabo. But also if I want to go to ekhaya it helped me realize ukuthi okay lalela fana. One, uyishaya ngoma. 2, harmony and rhythm is in Africa. Yeah, well, that is why you'd find Wendinda washophela wathi ubi kulo mhlaba obaba mkhulu, because ngiyakwazi manje ukuswitcha to say okay, let me do an African song, an African African awareness song, yeah, well, but this time around let me do a streetwise song, this time around let me do a love song, so those influences angisize mina ukuthi ngikwazi ukuqhamuka ne sound kasibalukhulu. Always soundy engena kwezinye nezinye zama genres, and you're still gonna find me, hear me out on Afrotech nicely and
But I want us to take a short break and we're gonna play one of your song, Le Ngoma, featuring Umondli Ngcobo. Mesibuye sokhuluma kakhulu about the album and what the upcoming events is before we wrap up, but I have a special song at the end. I'm sure you'll be so shocked what I'm gonna play.
No problem.
You are still listening to MUT Radio, Shaping on the Future. The time is 38 minutes to 5 o'clock. This is Timeless Music and I am your host Untokozo Wakaphelezi. If you just join us now, you haven't missed out a lot because our interview with Opara's Sibalukhulu Dlamini is still happening, but right now let's just asikwinyamathi yabo, and we're gonna come back with him and we're gonna talk more about the album.
Listen live online. Listen online. MUT Radio. Streaming live on mut.ac.za/MUT-radio. Click on the Listen Live button.
Angnaya, chazu buhleba. Ngoba nayo leyo ndlela anginalito lokuthengela uphahla, ngoba ngelinye ilanga liyokuwa
Moto kano gusho itingama ilale izibuku jenge mputu malo eshobo utunga zelele bugu fitu si ginga pa
Those are the sounds of Lengoma, featuring Umondli Ngcobo, and that is Opara's Dlamini. This is a bonus track on the album, and we still have Opara's Sibalukhulu Dlamini here live in studio. If you just join us, you are on Timeless Music, and I am your host, Ntokozo Wakaphelezi, and mina ngizoze ngiphumela ngo 5. So, it's just nesikhathi esincane sinawe, but you know what? You didn't miss anything, because we still have Opara's in studio, and we are talking about his journey, and also now we see here in the beginning the album Ingoma Busuku. I recall that in one of your interviews you mentioned that this album was well recorded, I think around about 2013, if I'm not mistaken, and the lyrics, what the vocals got lost, or the entire project got lost. But fortunately, now God has also like given it time to come back and be alive, because you couldn't release at that time. And I'm sure how devastating it was for you and mental breaking for you. Please take us through the process of recording and the collaboration you had with Ubaba Nduduzo Makatini and also Ulinda on this project. Take us to Cape Town, where you recorded the album.
Where to? Before Cape Town, quickly, 2013.
Yeah.
Since the album eshisayo noBaba Makatini, noBaba Themba Mkhize.
Yeah.
I went to, they broke into the house. Just a deal, seven zero mixiwe, seven zero in, six up mitiwe. MP3 files, Universal liked the work. So we process nje kwavele kwa breaker in studio kwaThemba bathatha izinto yalahleke I project because computer sayonke into yalahleke project and the devastation around that, but in demnando ukuthi music is very timeless. We album yengoma busuku ingoma ebuyi esibuyisiwe from that time is uNomasonto. Kodwa uNomasonto uvela ukuthi uMakhathini wethu ngicela sibuye ngoNomasonto, but we are doing it again.
Wow.
We are doing it. The inspiration yamanje, into engiyizwa manje, you are gonna sing into izwa manje. Kodwa sibaleki kakhulu. You still remember the song? I was like, man, mina ngisha ngenye memory.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah, so we jumped into it. Fast forward, ingoma busuku was recorded in Cape Town, Penny Lane Studios. Executive producer is Linda Skakane. The producer of the album is Dr. Nduduzo Makhathini.
Yeah.
Man, the album for it too, when we came about with it, so clearly studio, but Makhathini started creating the music from scratch. Thereafter, I was like, jump onto it.
Right then and there.
Ucabanga lapho ngina ngicabanga lokunalokho. Night direction. Since kanje akube kanje, man, this is what I'm thinking. What? Yeah, yon. And but Makhathini, if there's one thing we as artists, any of my residents won't come to Fisuk Sevens, and he's very patient. He's very supportive. Ufunuti artist will sound as artist, and Afunu Wukshinch. You know, but also in the Mnand during that process was that I was under the guidance of Babumbuso Khoz.
Oh, nice.
He flew all the way from Durban to Cape Town just for that, you know, just to guide. There and there, ingakho kwimbiba nebuza nenebuzi uzomuzwa ethi oh baba bethu emandulo, you know. The album le is very much guided by Obuti with uthando with inhlonipho to say ntwana yesu na umsebenzi siyasibona is pure sakho, we are blessing it.
Yeah,
this is our time, this is our offerings to you.
So
and with a guy I call a visionary man, Linda Skakane.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't speak much. He speaks one, two words. He's like, it's done. Because he was like, bro, while we are on tour for his album, at that time, which was Isambulo, he's like, we are doing your album, bro.
Yeah. Okay?
The next morning, Bob Makhathini flies from East London. Back then, he was still living in East London. He flies. How? The next morning, Bob Khoza flies in. I'm getting the album recorded with the Swiss musicians from piano. It's Luca Fries on double bass. It's Jero Portal on drums. It's Jonas Ruth. So, and on the album, only to have a support, ne grace, in the presence, in the production, Yandabo Zulu, remaking Imbiba Nebuzi. You know, and also featuring on Indimbane, you know, having put more to say Angsasali, you know, I think when there's a song we need,
yeah.
You know what I mean? The song, it is Yosisi, intently Yosisi, yeah, Bolontole, the influence of Ilogisha,
yeah.
So this is when you then find Ilengoma, so now the influence Ilogish, yeah, is Bolontole, so. It also helps on that when of it would see Umanga be on my influences at his way. I was to Panja and saw Sakongala and I'm super outing. But it has been a great journey up until we get to launch the album, first time in Switzerland.
Wow.
This album has really taught me, my journey has really taught me patience, be patient, because Tabang was from 2013 is in drop your album.
Ish.
I drop Peggy. And he's already dropped up on 2025. But now, you go back to 2023. Yahlala, 2 years wonke, isa kurufu. Isa pewa, isa pewa with the sound, with his intons. You know what I mean? To create the visions. You know what I mean? So, I was like, mina, I can only wait for as long as gizotolu best. And
man, with the love that I'm receiving, with the support that I'm receiving from you guys, from you, Shengi, and the other people,
yeah,
other radio stations, and everyone in the world, man, kumnandi kakhulu. Yabo, it's been a graceful journey throughout. It's been a graceful journey, Adams. I'm excited to have a debut album like this. Album yami yashisa.
No, but you could make any song. I album yashisa. I remember last week, I played one of your songs here on radio, and someone commented, said, "I know Paras from church. He used to sing very nice. Please, when he comes here, he comes, when you have a chat with him, ask him, ukuthi release nini at, gospel in jazz."
Wetu,
yeah.
This morning, okay. From time to time, ngikhuluma nomboma, ngithi mina mboma, but yes, next year, ngisazoyishayela kubhuti leyo kumakhathini.
Yeah.
I'm very fascinated with icilongo mfethu. Yabo. Like, just imagine a jazz project, a jazz, ubamakhathini, composing a jazz vibe, and I'm singing into it. Yebo bagithi sombona lo tuma isulu lingenese uJesu fanele ubukhosi ehwo tunyiswa phezulu. But it's a jazz, so lo muntu mfethu uyasazi isifiso sami mina, that's my wish.
Yeah, ne.
So noba, no lalele, ngicela ngidlule baba makhathi, ngicela seze. Futhi ngifisa ukuthi mme ngisiyenze. Ngifisa because mfethu icilongo mfethu is rich.
Yeah.
Is rich. Wethu siqonda ekhaya nithi nina masinga athi eke ingaluso la. Masikholwa lapha sombona so hlala kalula yi. You know?
Yeah.
Yebo bagithi yebo. That's so, man. So I love icilongo mfethu.
Yeah.
So lo muntu loyo ukhuluma isifiso sami and into ezokwenzeka. Now that he sees it,
yeah, I think into ezokwenza. Yeah, because uke wangitexta earlier, Nothando. Uke wangitexta earlier and wishing us good luck on the interview.
Siyabonga, Nothando.
Before we close, you spoke about being unique with your voice, but we all know that when we listen to music, there are people who inspire us.
Yeah.
So as a vocalist, I want to ask you a question. I'll give you mine as well. South African male vocalists that are your go-to when you listen to music. Who are those people? I want to know.
Impilo, hey, you ever get it, boy? Uguhamba, but uguhamba, ubon. Bob Shaluza Max.
Oh my God.
Mayo, mayo, mayo. Kutengi fige mlazi ngaboni sima. Abafana basa wazu kshel in tombi. Bob Chabu Kanye. You know. Fwetu, Babu Stompi Mafi. Mina ngithanda ingqalabutho kwethu baba umfazi omnyama kwethu umfoka molo ubabheka umuzi lithule
five you just take all of them mina sengizothini sengizothini you just take everyone that was on my mind but there are that I could still add on the list like Bab Nana Coyote me is
like ngithi ngifuna ukuya abanye ngibuye ngishaye la language barrier but if I were to go across, Obabu Kefas, Obabu Nana,
yeah,
you know what I mean, Obabu
Tepotule,
Obabu Tepotule, ha, kuni ngomesienza, intandane yabambusi,
yeah.
So also no kokubusi, mina I'm very influenced by her,
yeah.
Mesienza le ngoma atumboma, wethu ngengoma sifa ukokubusi, but ngifuna sifa yena Obabu Tepotule,
yes.
So, mina ngilapho bro.
Ay, ngilapho. Ungqedile.
Yeah.
So, please, when is the next performance? I saw something like Kwanongoma, but ngoda manje ngibone ngazuthi uNongoma usethekwini.
Sina sinsizo zengoma.
Yeah.
Umbomo usuka kwaNongoma.
Mhm.
Mina ngisuka Olundi.
Okay.
Sisuka ezindeni in the heart of uZulu.
Mm-hmm.
In the heart of ubuthina
njengamaZulu.
Yeah. Sisuka ekhaya lengoma.
Mhm.
Uyabo. Yonke ke indawo kwaZulu yengoma. Ngikhumaza ngisho kuphi? Ngoba neyakhona inzima kakhulu. Uyabona le nto leyo. So we are pushing a concept of kwaNongoma where we unpack ingoma, being ingoma, where we unpack ourselves as or Nongoma, but where we unpack our influences.
Yeah.
You know, what can they do towards ingoma? And we unpack that from the songbooks of Iladi, which is Linda Skakane's album,
yeah.
Ingoma Busuku, my album, but in one form.
Mm.
So just picture a project of these songs in one unit married together.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So that's what we are all about. But also more and more,
yeah,
getting deeper into it, make sure we to take it tiki, mlaleli, make sure to take it tiki, because next week on Sunday from 6 o'clock, Ehu Cafe, morning side. Ziyabuya. Make sure it's kwaNongoma presented by Linda Skakane and Prasibal Khulu Dlamini from 2 November at 6 p.m. Amatikiti are already online at Quicket. But umuzo fike emnyango ungene emnyango uzowathenga ngo 400 rand. So putuma online, because online there are 300 rand. Umuntu usuwashwebela ama early bets.
Yeah.
So 300 rand manje. But as a jump by quickly could 350, so I put some manje. But also we've got a special for our students where you buy them our expiry, or you buy them at 150, provided you have a student card.
A student card.
So we've got that. So make sure to you come through. Uzenawe shenge. Umuqeda siqala ngo 6.
Definitely, definitely. I'm coming. I'm coming. So in closing, on socials, and please share also your contacts where people could contact you as well.
Okay, on socials, for contact on socials, rather mina ngiyaphendula ke inbox. So rather inbox me, ngicela ungayitetele number, or otherwise izinto, but rather inbox me on socials, Instagram at @paras_sibalkhulu_dlamini. Paras Sibalkhulu Dlamini on Facebook, on TikTok at @Paras_Sibalkhulu_Dlamini.
Siyabonga kakhulu. There was Paras Sibalkhulu Dlamini live in at the
this time. Is an MUT Radio podcast.